This is episode number 2648 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 29th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Lori Loughlin doesn't like talking about the college admission scandal she was wrapped up in.
Really? Oh, wow. I wonder why.
Selfish.
Yeah. We want to talk about it. Still.
At least not directly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she is willing to express her thoughts through song.
Through song?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Now, if I was going to... Back in the day, when this was all going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I kind of figured the song would waft through my mind.
Yes.
My kids need to go to college and I'm a famous person. And so, you know, I know there was a song.
Sure. Unfortunately, that's probably not the song she's singing of.
So, no.
No.
But there is a song that reminds her of all this.
What's that?
The 90s classic. Tub Thumpin'.
Oh, Tub Thumpin'. Yeah. Love that song.
Now, Becky did an interview with First for Women magazine.
Yeah.
And when asked about her challenges in recent years, she had this to say. Every day, we're met with different obstacles. But for me, it's like that song says, I get knocked down, but I get up again. She also shared this advice for anyone else who might be caught defrauding and, you know, bribing colleges.
Yes.
Just keep moving forward. Everyone has good times and bad times. That's life.
So what does she have nowadays?
To sum that up, it's just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Well, yeah, I get that. And she's kind of landed okay. She did her jail time.
And then she got out. Right.
And Massimo did his jail time.
And
they're still together. And their children are still talking to them.
Olivia Jade is still influencing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's the big deal now? I mean,
there's not.
They don't need to worry about the children getting into college anymore because
so she couldn't go out and get her nails done.
Yeah. Didn't she do like
someone had to go to her house?
Didn't she? Didn't she get some TV deals afterwards?
She couldn't go out and we could all see her hair.
Well, no, but I mean, she's got work since. Right? Didn't she get
back on that show that she was on?
And this is the thing. We're talking about people having charmed lives. Charmed lives. Yeah. They still have their money. They still have their retirement.
That's right.
They still have their home. So maybe they don't have their fame. Or maybe they do. Maybe they are infamous now. Not famous, but infamous.
This didn't make her infamous. She's not that person.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Some people...
She was nobody's bitch in jail, so we're in good shape there. Okay.
See, she needs to be counting her blessings.
We didn't hear about Massimo being anybody's bitch in jail, but, you know, I mean, you know, he did ask to be let out early, so maybe he was a feared. He was a little feared for his life, maybe. They were in a minimum security setup. I mean, you know, they probably had internet. They probably had cable TV. Probably had gourmet food.
I was going to say, there's probably Eggs Benedict for breakfast.
Well, you know, were they here in California? They were here in California, right?
Him?
I think that there's Guy Fieri restaurants now in some of the prisons, the finer prisons in California.
Oh, you think so?
I think there's a whole thing there. Anyway, whatever.
Especially Northern California.
Yeah, of course. Yes. She gets knocked down. She gets back up again. Well, that's encouraging.
Stagecoach 2024 is a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Without me.
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a ways from here.
It is.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a few hours. And the traffic's bad.
It is. And although, you know, youngsters would be there.
What's wrong with youngsters? Youngsters are good. I have fun with youngsters. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. I meant to say I enjoy a good concert from time to time. That's what I wanted to say.
It would have been nice to, you know, something like that. I've always, you know, Stagecoach, I always look out for it to see.
Yeah. It's been fun. And there's a lot of good people.
And, you know, Springsteen was good.
Yeah, bygones.
All right. So we had Eric Church basically taking everyone to church Friday night.
Yeah.
to pop music's Post Malone performing his Post Yo's country set of all country covers.
Yeah, that guy, he'll do anything.
Well, he was over the moon about his time that he spent with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, all right. He did spend some time on the album. Yeah,
yeah, he has a collaboration with her on a song.
But it wasn't country.
She's
no longer country.
And a few special guests, including Dwight Yoakam, Sarah Evans, and, Brad Paisley.
This was awesome because, you know, this is Post Malone. He's a rapper, singer, and he's getting all these country stars to come on with him.
Miranda Lambert brought out Reba McEntire.
Reba was a stagecoach?
Yeah.
Wow.
For her final number.
That's awesome.
Crowd loved it.
Oh, of course.
Now, Missing in Action.
Yeah.
The big rumor was that Beyonce was rumored to maybe show up and surprise her new country audience. No dice.
Not even Texas Hold'em, huh? See what I did there?
No dice.
Well, you know what? She was like the headliner like last year for the pop one, or was it the year before? Anyway, I'm not so sure she's serious about this country music thing. Right? She did an album. See how it does. Uh-huh. We'll see how it does.
Well, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album.
What?
She swears a total of 57 times compared to just once on the debut.
Oh, my God. Are we counting the number of F-bombs coming out of Taylor's mouth these days?
The song Down Bad has the most with 18, followed by Florida with 12.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And Taylor's most used cuss word in the classic is the classic F-bomb.
Well, yeah, it's a great word.
Also, which is your favorite word.
My favorite also cuss word. So we're in good company, me and Taylor. By the way, I heard over the weekend that Travis referred to her as his S.O. in public. So, not that we didn't think that, but...
Well, isn't that anyone if you're dating someone?
I got that, but I'm just saying. Well, you know, I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
You know, just one of those things.
Gotcha.
You know who I'd like to say is my S.O., and that's Halle Berry. Yeah. That's not going to happen either.
Hey, Halle.
Mm-hmm.
Come
I wonder
fix
if she,
me.
I wonder if she drops the classic F-bomb from time to time. Pretty sure she does.
I believe she does.
All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.